comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now live from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his weekly analysis of the Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
Governor McDonald's transportation funding package has now made it through the committee level in both houses of the General Assembly, but there's still some doubt as to how it will fare when it reaches the floor.
Yes, but our happy-faced conservative governor is wearing a very happy face. The plan, the centerpiece of which is the rollback of the fuel tax, swapping it out for an increase in the fuel tax, moving through the House and the Senate, there are going to be some big bumps in the road for this one. On the House side, the most conservative members oppose it because they say it raises taxes. The most liberal members oppose it because it doesn't raise taxes enough. In the Senate Finance Committee, a Republican-dominated Senate Finance Committee, the package has been endorsed. Senate Republicans expressing a great concern over the governor's proposed abolition of the fuel tax. And all of this would seem to suggest that if there are negotiations with the House on a compromise, they are going to be particularly difficult. And lots of people are of the view that it's entirely possible that yet again there will not be a long-term fix for transportation. And, of course, the McDonald plan really isn't a long-term fix. It generates, if you believe his math, enough cash to maybe cover the shortfall on construction. There is one little wrinkling in this that's quite interesting. The governor is now prepared to retreat on those controversial tolls down on 95, just north of the South Carolina line. But his condition is the legislature has to back his program in its entirety. Isn't that generous? Not.
Well, the uranium mining controversy appears to have come to an end in this session of the legislature after a lot of lobbying by a company and its supporters to lift the ban on uranium mining in the state. The legislation was withdrawn yesterday from a Senate committee by its patron.
You know, withdrawn is a nice way of saying it's dead.
Yeah.
This is not a surprise. It looked like it was pretty much finished once it was sent to a committee that it was stacked against it. But there are some long, long odds for lifting the ban, particularly in the Senate. And if you listen carefully, what do you hear, Wayne?
Silence from the governor's office?
Yes, listen again. And there are a lot of people, John Watkins in particular, who carried this bill, who seem to suggest that the governor's deafening silence on uranium mining hasn't helped matters. Watkins, again, the chief patron of that bill, issued a statement yesterday, more of a screed than anything else, trashing all the critics of uranium mining and challenging the governor to go ahead and order up these regulations that Watkins' legislation would have directed the state begin to write. This issue, Watkins tells us, is not going away, but the opposition isn't either. By the way, one of the complications in this debate, as well as in transportation, may have been this continuing controversy over redistricting in the Senate.
Elaborate on that point.
Well, you know, the Republicans rammed through this complete rewrite of legislative boundaries intended to put in place a Republican majority in 2015. It was attached to a House bill, so now it's lingering in the House, and Bill Howell, the Speaker's got to make a decision, you know, whether to put it to a vote, whether to decide if it's relevant. It's a tough call for the Speaker because if he lets this thing go through, and it would likely pass, he's going to be viewed as a partisan hack. If he stops it, it's going to generate this notion that perhaps he is a disloyal Republican.
Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who it appears will be the Republican nominee for governor in Virginia this year, is about to publish a book, and some excerpts of it have been released and are coming into well, some ridicule, not only from Democrats, but even some Republicans, and, of course, from political analysts, both at the state level and the national level.
Yes, the book written with the Attorney General's spokesman, the engaging, always upbeat Brian Gottstein, is this unapologetically conservative take on, well, you know, pick an issue. The one topic that seems to have generated a good deal of attention in some of these early leaks is this Mitt Romney-like stand that, you know, somehow government assistance engenders government dependency. The Democrats are jumping all over this, saying it's, you know, 47% redux, and maybe it's Bob McDonnell's thesis redux, a kind of a gift that keeps on giving. And, of course, drawing attention to a lot of these positions that got Republicans in trouble in the 2012 election, and depending on, you know, which late-night political comedy show you watch, reduced Republicans to a punchline. And this election year, of course, Virginia choosing a new governor, the view beyond the borders of the state is that this is very much a test of what the Republicans have learned or not after the 2012 election.
We have just about a minute. Another statewide office holder, Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, who once expected to challenge Cuccinelli for the gubernatorial nomination, is, well, becoming more and more independent in his stances. Is that a hint of things to come?
Bill Bowling going rogue again, this time over a Medicaid solution for Virginia's compliance with Obamacare. This is going to put pressure on the governor to act on this unfinished business. By the way, it's unfinished in part because the governor deliberately left it unfinished. You know, last year, the Republicans were banking on a Republican victory for the presidency and a Senate take back by the GOP to roll back Obamacare. Now there's this very sticky issue of complying with the law.
And former Chief Justice Harry Carrico, who died recently, will be put to rest today in Warrenton, and there will be a funeral service at the University of Richmond today.
In 60-plus year career as a judge, including as Chief Justice, a real advocate for the modernization of the judicial system, also an author of that very controversial decision back in 1966 in Loving v. Virginia that upheld the Virginia miscegenation statutes, later overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Harry Carrico, an active man to the very end. He was 96. He enjoyed cycling and rollerblading.
Still going to his office, I understand, until very recent times.
Hearing cases until about a year ago.
Yep. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who joins us Friday mornings at this time to analyze the Virginia political news.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.